So last night, Rav Aaron talked about, skipping the Chazara, Tzivus Gedolah D'Yechira Shel Dvekata. So he pointed out there are three Havaminas why Yechira Shel Dvekata should be possible, right? The Gemara says they're Kasher. There are three Havaminas why they should be possible for Tzivus Gedolah. One Havamina is, which is not in the Sugya here at least, is the idea of Bar Krisus. We know in many places in Halacha you have to be a Bar Hachi in order to do things. For example, according to Tosos, as opposed to the Rambam, you have to be a Bar Hachi to Shecht. That's why a Goy can't Shecht. Everyone knows you have to be a Bar Shira to write Tefillin. That's why a woman can't write Tefillin. And that's why a woman can't tie Tzitzis, V'chuli. You have to be a Bar Hachi. So a Chir Shev Dekat is not a Bar Krisus. They can't divorce. So that might be one Havamina. A second possibility is because they have no das, which the Gemara does bring up, and that means they can't write a Lishma. That's sort of the mainstream possibility. A third possibility, which is how most people interpret what the Gemara is talking about, the third possibility is that they have no das, they can't be shluchim, if you assume that the husband needs to write, the baal needs to write the get, and the only reason a sofer does is because shluchim is going to come also, then a kochoshavikam can't be shlich. Lemais, there's three Havamina. Right, you need das to be shlich. Apashas, actually, it's a big question why a chir shev dvekata can't be shliach, which I think is a little bit on the course for next week. But the, what do they call it, conventional wisdom is that a chir shev dvekata can't be a shliach because they are not a mendas. So the maisa, what do we do with these three issues? So what do we do with these three issues? So what about lav nekrisus, right? The Gemara addresses, seems to be the pashas of the Gemara dealing with the issue of lishma. What about the problem that they're not b'nei krisos, and what about the problem that they're not b'nei shlichos? So you can always get out of an issue in two ways. Either assume that they are bar hachis, or assume they don't need to be bar hachis. So how about the issue of b'nei krisos? The fact they're not b'nei krisos, Tosos deal with that, along Tosos he asks. And his answer is not that you don't need b'nei. He could have answered, about b'nei krisos. So first he wants to answer the first way, right? Again, the Havamina needs two assumptions. Number one, you need B'nai Krisus, and number two, Chir Shev Dvekata aren't B'nai Krisus. So first he wants a question, and second, so I'm going to say, Taki, you need B'nai Krisus, but Chir Shev Dvekata are B'nai Krisus, because when they grow up, or whatever the parallel is, they can write a get. And that's the big issue dealt with the Shach at the beginning of your day, and the Beis HaLevi, why can't you cut the Shach? So it could be that if you, when you get older, something applies to you, that's called B'nai Krisus. So that's the Tosfos first approach. Then he takes the other side of the Chakirah and says, what about a Goy? So when he's medayik, that the soul of a Goy is not because of lav b'nei krisus. In the end he says, Haka, you don't need b'nei krisus for writing a get. There's no such halacha that you need to be a bar hachi, a b'nei krisus, to write a get. Only for other things like shlichus and edus, but not for writing a get. Okay, so Tosfos takes both sides. First answer he wants to give in his first step of his logic is that you need b'nei krisus, but chir shev dvekata are b'nei krisus. Then the second step of his logic, he decides you don't need b'nei krisus at all. How about when it comes to shlichus? So as we know, there's a big machlokes rishonim, whether you need the baal to write a get, meaning the only reason the sofer writes is because of shlichus, or whether anyone can write a get. So Tosos answers that Tosos' opinion is that you don't need shlichus to write a get. Even though it seems to be a Gemara that says the Baal needs to write a get, or his Shliach needs to write a get. So it says, no, anyone can write a get. The Kosav is not Mayri on the Baal, the Kosav is Mayri on the Kosev. So that solves that problem. It would be very hard to solve that problem the other way and say, Kershbuk, then can't be a Shliach. Okay, how about the issue of the Shema? So that seems to be the mainstream approach which the Gemara is discussing, according to Tosos and according to all the Rishonim. That's what the Gemara is discussing. So, where do you solve the problem of Lishma? Let's assume the Gemara's question, Halab Nei Dayan in who, means that they can't write it Lishma. So what's the answer? So the Gemara gives two answers. There's Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, maybe? Someplace here. The Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. So there's two answers in the Gemara. One is that gadol minal gabav, that solves the problem of lishma. The other is v'hu shashir makom haTorah, that they only write the tofes and they don't write the Torah, and that's why there's no problem with lishma. The tofes doesn't really need lishma. So the big machlokes rishonim, what's the relationship between these two answers? And there are three mainstream approaches. One approach, the Ramban and others, says there's a machlokes. There's a machlokes. One day holds that there's a heter of gadol minal gabav, but there's no difference between Torah and tofes. The other day holds that there's no the gadol minal gabav is worthless. It's just that it's their kosher, right, the tofes, and not the Torah. So they're two totally different opinions. However, the riff. Exactly, that Rav Huna holds you need a gadol minal gabav for the whole get, and it works for the whole get. Exactly, and Rav Yehuda says no. Gadol amagavav l'malav l'morid, they can write the tofes with or without gadol amagavav, and can't write the Torah with or without gadol amagavav. Two mutually exclusive shitas. However, all the interesting discussion starts when the riff brings both. Yes, the riff right here says, Amar Avuna v'hushay gadol amagavav, Amar Avuna v'shul v'hushay shir amakam haTorah. So obviously he's passing like both of them. So how do you pass like both of them? So you can do that in a more mitzvah way or more macher way. The most Rishonim many Rishonim understanding the riff that he meant Lakula. Right? Unclear. But at least many Rishonim understanding the riff, he meant Lakula. He meant with the Gadol Amel Gaba they could write the whole thing. And even without a Gadol Amel Gaba, they're still allowed to write the Tofes. However, the Rambam paskin very, very clearly, L'chumra, and that's what some Rishonim also think the Rif means, probably more Pashpashan on the Rif like the Rambam. The Rambam paskin L'chumra explicitly, no. They have to have a good alumna Gabav and leave the Torah out, only write the Tofes. A good alumna Gabav helps for the Tofes. For the Torah, nothing helps. They can't write the Torah at all. With the good alumna Gabav, they can write the Tofes. So those are the three basic approaches to Rishonim. Either there's a machlokus, I'm a writing, whether it depends on who's on the Gabbav, irrespective of Torah Tofes, or it depends on Torah Tofes, irrespective of Gadol Amel Gabbav, or approach two, most shown in the Rif, Lakula, a Gadol Amel Gabbav works for everything, and even on their own they can write the Tofes, or the Rambam, and some are shown in the Rif, Lachumra, a Gadol Amel Gabbav lets them write the Tofes, but they can never write the Torah. So, the, and we're going to have to get back to all of this. This is just by way of introduction. We haven't said any analysis yet. The other point, which we're going to have to get back to the analysis, it, by way of introduction, is how does this tie into Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara here deals with this in Daf Chaf Gimel and Aleph, and seems to maskana assume that only Rabbi Elazar is worried about Ksiva. Rabbi Meir is not worried about Ksiva at all. So for Rabbi Meir, you don't need a whole sugya. Whole sugya is Rabbi Elazar who needs Ksiva l'shma. Rabbi Meir doesn't need Ksiva l'shma. That's Rav Nachman says, Omer Hayor Meir Field, it's over Ashba, the Chosvah and Nasim Lakashim. The question is, Nahavimin in the Sugya, so Tosus is Machadish here, Tosus is 3 days, so what's the Havimin in the Sugya? Either Havimin in the Sugya, which is, I think the mainstream Shah is showing, is that number, they knew all along. It wasn't that they were Machadish only Rav Nachman mentioned it later that Rav Meir doesn't make Sivil Shema, they knew that all along. So obviously Rav Meir doesn't make Sivil Shema, there's no Sugya for Rav Meir. But those bring up two other possibilities. Either, no, in the Havmin, it thought Rav Meir needed Ksiva L'shma midrabanan, and therefore the question was, I'll leave it to Rav Meir. Or in the Havmin, they thought Rav Meir required Ksiva L'shma midaraisa, which is very radical. It's not that he requires Chasim instead of Ksiva midaraisa, he requires both of them L'shma. So there are three ways, at least in the Havmin. The Maskan is pretty clear. Halacha L'maisa, Rav Meir says, Fiel Mitzal Ba'ashba. Doesn't have to be written L'shma at all. But in the Havmin, it could be that Rav Meir doesn't require Ksiva L'shma, requires it midrabanan as a gzeira ksiva at the chasima, or requires it even midaraisa, which is very radical. Okay, we'll come back to that as well. So we'll have to analyze whether lefi this happening that Rameir requires Ksiva L'shma, is it the same lumdus as Rabbi Elazar or not? Now, getting to a few lumdish points in the Gemara. First lumdish point is this interesting line in the top of Chaf Gimel. O v'kchom adaiti nafshtabit, a gadol amal gaba works for chereshav zakatim, they're following the gadol. But an agoy is doing a daitid nafshi. So the chakira, how to understand this? Is this a psychological principle or a formal halachic principle? Rashi understands it as a psychological principle. A chereshot of a katan will listen to the rabbi, but a guy will do whatever he wants and will not necessarily pay attention to what the rabbi is telling him. And therefore, you tell him to write it l'shem this guy, and he might think that he's writing it l'shem another guy, so it's just psychologically, practically, he might have perverse thoughts on his own and not follow the instructions of the rabbi. If so, the Beis Yosef makes a diuk. It's not a sulfana in the get, it's only sulfafik in the get. Maybe psychologically he didn't listen to the rabbi, maybe he did. And therefore, the woman is a sulfik megareshes, and you know she'd still be a surah kahuna and other nafkaminas. And if someone else would mekadesh her, then that would be kiddush sulfik vechule. However, Reb Chaim understood in the das of the Rambam, this is the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillin, you have to look at all the reasons, the advantage of understanding this, that no. That Ovei Kachon Adaiti Tenafshe is not a psychological principle. It's a halachic principle. Fundamentally, a guy is mufka from Lishma. He's even mufka from Lishma because he's not shaykh to the yonim of the Torah. He's mufka from Lishma. He's even mufka from Lishma if a Jew is directing him. And the guy is so mufka from Lishma that even if a Jew directs him Lishma, even with a partnership with a Jew, still anything a guy does is not called Lishma. He's looking at Lishma not in the purely practical psychological perspective, but Reb Chaim is looking at it as a formal halachic status. Lishma is a formal halachic status, and a guy is mufka from that status. What's his rise? And some gazelle was dying of risk. Brought him a raya for this, for the Rambam, in the third paragraph of his Gerushin, Halacha Tesvav, who says that a guy, we all know, a guy can't write a get, says likewise, the Machal Shabbos for Hesed, the din of a guy, you can't write a get. So, he says, what is the according to Rashi, if it's a psychological thing, why the Machal Shabbos for Hesed think the same psychology as a guy? Maybe they see. Maybe a Machal Shabbos for Hesed thinks one way, and a guy thinks a different way. However, you know, the fact that Machal Shabbos for Hesed, as opposed to Tzina, changes what he thinks about whether Reuben X and Reuben A is divorcing or Reuben B is divorcing? Doesn't make any sense. The details of exactly what way he's Machal Shabbos should not affect his thought process as to who he thinks is going to divorce with Lee. However, if it's a matter of formal halachic status and mufka from something, then the Rambam makes perfect sense. There's a formal status of Machal Shabbos for Hesya, who has a din kigoy b'chol defarav. And therefore, once he gets that chalos kigoy, at least, you know, in the Chumra, once he gets that chalos kigoy, therefore he's mufka from the Shema like a guy is, because it's a formal chalos. That's a very, very strong raya. To Rambam. Right, you could say. It's just, you know, it's a big assumption. It's a big assumption. It's certainly possible. You know, anyone who calls shots for Hesia isn't going to listen to what the religious people tell him. Right, okay. After you could be Docha. This might have to do with Tosa's question. The Gemara, there's a, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah clearly as a day of Rabbi Yehuda requires Mila Lashma and allows a goy to do Mila. So how can a goy do Mila if Mila requires Lashma and the Ovid Chama died to the Nafshika of it is Tosa's question. So the, so Tosus answers that, a guy is like thinking nothing. Mila, the din is stumble l'shma, so if you think nothing, it's fine. However, get, it's a first one in the beginning of Zvach, stumble shalom l'shma, and therefore if you think nothing, it's possible. So that's how Tosus resolved the stira between get and Mila. Real, in both cases, the guy is like thinking nothing, but in Mila, if you think nothing, it's okay, like in Kutchin, while in get, if you think nothing, that's possible. This has to do a little with the chakira, the same chakira in all these lishma things. You have a chakira practical versus formal, or psychological versus halachic. What's the nature of stama lishma? Stama lishma is a concept found in the beginning of zvachim, which the rishonim that extend to mila. So there are two ways to understand stama lishma. Either the Griz deals with this. Reb Chaim sort of touched on it, but the Griz most famously deals with it, both in the Chibur. In the two places he discussed the Shemar and Kabbanis and Meister Kabbanis, as well as in the stencil of the Griz.